Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, and welcome to another update from myself and Joe from VI Talk. So hi Joe.
Hi Michael, hi everybody, good to be back with you. Hope you're all doing okay.
And we'll start off actually talking about what you've been doing over the last week and obviously continuing to do for the coming few weeks, rest of a long time, really.
My guide dog diary. Well, yeah, of course, I'm training with Bruno, for those who don't know, because I keep putting updates on Facebook and all over the place. So you're probably sick of me by now. But yeah, it's all going really well. He's a good boy. And I keep saying it's kind of a good stressful. It is stressful and it's nerve-wracking. I told the GDMI last Friday I was quietly having a nervous breakdown. But it's a good kind of stressful because I'm learning an awful lot about him. So yeah, it's going well. It's quite a positive experience so far, and I'm not complacent because I know that there will be, you know, off days.
And he's settling in to the house as well, isn't he, with Rob and all the other animals and Joe.
He is, yeah, yeah. He's taken a particular shine to our youngest cat for some reason. He's not bothered about the older one, but the younger one, he went up to her the other night and just licked the whole of her face. I think she thought she was going to drown, to be honest, bless her.
And who's top dog?
Not sure yet. I think they're still working that out because both Bonnie and Bruno are quite submissive. They're neither of them very sort of feisty characters. So I think they're still working that one out, but they do copy each other a bit.
Well, we'll come back to that one on our next update, see if they decided which role they're going to take yet.
Yeah, answers on a postcard.
Yeah, well, that's a good link, actually, Joe, talking about answers on a postcard.
Speaking of competitions.
Yeah, well, if you remember back to our last podcast and our coffee break, we had the pleasure and the company of Jim Moran.
Yeah, we did, and Jim kindly set a competition and he offered a copy of his CD or a digital copy of his album to someone who could answer a question that he set. Can you remember what the question was?
I can. It was, which song did the Beatles actually not accept, which went to Gerry and the Pacemakers?
And do you know the answer?
I do know the answer. The answer is, How Do You Do It?
There you go. And the winner is...
It's a joint one to John and Sheila Garbutt, who emailed in the correct answer, and their answer was drawn out from all the winners. So well done, and we'll get that sorted for you, and we'll get that winging its way to you.
Fantastic. So if you would like a copy of Jim's album, I've had a couple of people message me and ask for details. So just contact one of us, Michael or me, or email info@vitalk.co.uk and we'll send you Jim's details so you can get that album.
Or even some of the other people who have had on, like Pat Rodaway or... well, some of you, I've had loads of people. Steve Wickett,
Sabrina, Andre, Louis, but Andre offers a lot of his things free of charge. And while we're at it, we should send a thank you again to Andre. That's Freaky Foof on Audio Boom. Good person to follow. And thank you to him because he does provide the music that goes underneath our Wendy, if you see what I mean.
And our links as well, which we use on the podcasts and things like that. So
yeah,
thank you very much. It's really appreciated. And so do check out Freaky Fuff's music. And you can hear it on Spotify and you can buy it on iTunes as well. So do check that out.
Yeah. And also on Audio Boom now, they do offer you the facility to put playlists together. So all our coffee breaks are in a playlist. So it's easy to access that now.
They are, and we've got some great playlists. We've done a playlist for Joe's Guide Dog Diary, and we've got one for Ian's blog as well, which has recently started to be recorded as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, thanks to Chris for that. He's offered to be a volunteer reader, and he's just done a three-part series on the voting process, how accessible it is, which Ian wrote, which is on our website as well if you want to read it, but it's also there in audio for you, and that is in the playlist as well.
It is. That's a good thing to start with, because we've been talking about putting Ian's audio blog online, or his blog on, into audio for a while, haven't we? And I think it's worked out a perfect time with this three-part series he's done.
It has, yeah. One of his others was put into audio by Jane. She kindly volunteered to do that. But Chris is going to be a regular reader for us now, which is fantastic.
And so, you know, talking about the audio, and we've added another place where you can listen to all our audio content, where we've mixed the podcasts and the audio boom. And we will put a few other media items if we find some other good podcasts we want you to have a listen to if you want. Where have we made them available?
That's on Facebook. So you need to search VI Talk Media. And so now we've got the group, which is like the forum, really, I guess, where discussions take place or people ask for information and support. And then we've got our first page, which is just VI Talk. And that's where we kind of post information and details about events maybe that we've heard about, things like that. And now we've got the new page,
which is the VI Talk Media. We will still post some of our audio content to the page and group as well. Anything we'd like you to, you know, have access to in the feeds you already listen to. But obviously we're going to put everything that will go onto the media page, including the audio boos, which you submit as well. They'll automatically go to that page. So do like it and have a listen. And obviously you can pick us up on iBlink Radio, on iTunes, on, you know, Downcast, any podcasting software you have.
Yeah, so lots of places. We wanted to make the Audio Boo channel as available as possible because it is a bit tricky on the app and the website isn't the best. So I know a lot of people have found a workaround on the app, but you can't scroll back through lots and lots of boos. So you'll be able to do that on the on iBlink Radio. And as the audio boos come up, as Michael said, including all of yours, so keep posting. They will all appear on the Facebook page as well for people to listen to.
They will. So is there anything else we need to mention before we sign off and let Wendy take over?
We've got Sophia's blog as well. She's done her first part, hasn't she, of her baby blog, because she's a mum to be.
She has, and hopefully there will be another part coming very, very soon.
Yeah, we won't give anything away. We do know a little bit of what's been happening, but we won't give anything away. We'll leave that for Sophia to tell you.
Exactly.
And we're still working. Sam is still going to be doing her cookery, but she's had a couple of technical issues. So we're hoping to get that sorted out really soon and bring that to you. And that will be put in a playlist as well.
And don't forget as well, you know, the other topics on the Facebook group, like the good and bad service. In fact, talking of good service, I mean, you know, sometimes you just want a cup of tea somewhere quite reasonable. Last weekend, I popped into Subway. Not somewhere I tend to go that often, really. And just for a couple of cups of tea, went to two different ones, one in Preston and one in Manchester. And each time I was with another VI, with a guide dog, and they were really, really helpful. They brought things over, offered to bring things to the table, offered water for the dogs without being asked or anything. It was just a bit of good service, you know, so that was really, really good. And, you know, share your good and bad service, you know, but bad service may be, you know, where things can be improved.
Yeah, and you don't have to stick to the Facebook group for that. If you want to talk about good or bad service, you can do that on Audio Boo as well. That's not a problem at all. We're happy for anything to be shared anywhere on VI Talk, aren't we?
We are, and like I said, there's plenty of places. And don't forget, you can always message us on the voicemail on 0161 298 8255. And I got it right.
You did. Well done. Congratulations, Gold Star, for you. So as always, if there's anything you want to talk about, anything you want us to cover, anything like that, then you know, we're always happy to listen and for you to get involved. But I think for now it's time to hand over to Wendy.
It is. So over to you, Wendy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VI Talk Podcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.